You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zummers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday, back to work and back to school, September 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along for the old world headquarters, downtown Madison, the intersection of State and Fairchild. Zummers, beautiful day out there. Blue
Absolutely.
Skies, leaves turning. A little warm. I know a little warm for people like you, other folks, but believe me, come February, people will be saying, oh, if I could only go back to that really warm day back in late September. So get out there, enjoy it. Brittany Merlot saying the warm weather is going to last through the week. Then come this weekend, maybe some rain and cooler temp. More, not just seasonal, I guess is what you'd say, fall-like, maybe by the weekend. But get out and enjoy the week. Be happy about it.
Spend some time, get some vitamin D.
Absolutely, get some vitamin D. Big show for you today. Glad you are along here at the start of this work week, because at the bottom of the hour, I'm very excited about this. Our friend, our colleague, and I do not use the word legend lightly or often, but Wisconsin broadcasting legend Jane Matinair is going to be here at the bottom of the hour. Of course, she hosts her own program, Matinair On Air, with her friend Greg Bach. So Jane Matinair, who you can hear every day from 9 until 11 across most of these news channels. Sadly, not here in Madison, but that's the great thing about having Jane on today is we get to have her on here in Madison. And you can download the Civic Media app, and you could always listen to Jane on the old app.
Also, across the whole state, including Madison, at 10 p.m., the day's Matinair On Air replays.
Yes.
So today's show that played 9 to 11 will be on at 10 p.m. tonight.
Yeah. So if you like your news straight, and God knows you're not going to get that from me. No, if you want, I love a lot of things about Jane, but one of the things I like is she's been around long enough where she just doesn't care what anybody thinks of her, and she's going to give it to you straight, she's going to give it to you honestly, and she's probably going to make us laugh along the way.
Yeah,
and I love that about her. And
to clean it up for radio, as Matt Flynn would say, she's seen some stuff.
She's seen some stuff. And no one's worked with more people in broadcasting, no one's interviewed bigger names in this state over the years than Jane Matinair, and we thought, well, this will be great. This fall, we'll bring her on for a recurring segment on Mondays. We're calling, at least for now, the working title is Mondays at Matinair.
Maybe works.
Maybe it works. If she's got something else, we'll. But she went over to Europe for a couple of weeks, as she does every year. And so I thought it'd be fun to talk with someone who, I've never been to Europe. Have you been to Europe?
I have. I went to England once. Yeah.
Once, all right. Very good. I have never been. And so there was something, the Ryder's Cup, a big golf thing, which, you know, whatever. It's a contest between European players and United States players, and it was in the U.S. over this weekend, and the European beat the Americans. The most interesting part about this was not the golf, but how the fans treated the European players. And so I thought, well, let's check in with our friend Jane Matinair, somebody who spends, you know, at least regular time in Europe. What do Europeans think of us Americans these days?
I'm not sure I want to hear.
We'll talk about that with Jane. Also, if you didn't listen to the program, go back and listen on the old podcast. But it's National Coffee Day today, and they had a great conversation. So we'll talk coffee with Jane as well. I got my brand new Wonder State T-shirt today. Went over. I got a little coffee before the show. Got here early, and I like this shirt.
It is very nice.
Thank you.
It's got a pocket with the Wonder State logo on it.
It does have a pocket. So anyway, Jane coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then hour number two, another edition of What's Worse. glasses, or contacts. We'll talk to you about that. Take your calls as well. And it's our final week of the Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. We'll give you the word in hour number two. Hour number two. So stay tuned for that. All right, there's news to get to. There's gubernatorial news. Got a new candidate in, Missy Hughes. We're going to talk about her. Listen to her first minute of her campaign ad here in a minute. But the big news people are talking about today. Did you watch? Did you stay up for the Packer game last night?
I did.
So did I.
It was
something.
I endured it, I will say.
So the Micah Parsons, the great defensive player, as Mike Clemens has been on the show talking about Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, traded him away to Green Bay. We sent Kenny Clark down there. And the thought was the Packers were going to go in there and clean house. Packers have never lost to the Cowboys in their new Jerry World AT&T Stadium down
there. Which is still true.
They won the Super Bowl there over Pittsburgh, and they've beaten Dallas every game. And as Zahmer said, they still have not lost to Dallas. But now we have tied. And this is a bee in my bonnet on this stuff, because it's one of the reasons that I've come around on soccer, or as I say, football. I understand a beautiful game. It takes a lot of skill. No dispute about that. But one of the things I hate about soccer is ties. Because if I'm going to play anything, and you know, I'm not a huge athlete, but if I'm going to play, you know, you want to try your best, and at the end, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. That's the way life is. If I'm going to invest time in something, you know what? Either my team's going to win or we're going to lose. But you get to the end of that thing, it's a 40-40 tie. As the old saying goes, it's like kissing your sister. Not because you're going to, like, mouth kiss your sister. The saying comes from, you know, if you have a sister like I do, you see her, you give her a hug, maybe a kiss on the cheek or the forehead, you know, and you don't get the same satisfaction, as they say, from a romantic partner because it's your sister, right? So you kiss, but, you know, it doesn't really do anything.
Really.
It doesn't really do anything, as hopefully it shouldn't, for you romantically. And so that's the phrase comes from, you know, a tie, it's like kissing, it doesn't really do anything for you. You invest all that time, doesn't do anything.
You want some kind of conclusive result.
That's a good way to put it more succinctly. And there was none of that last night. The Green Bay defense, it was like a grader or something. I don't know, had holes in it. Just couldn't stop Dallas. Micah Parsons did save a touchdown. Dak Prescott in the overtime almost got into the end zone. Micah Parsons got credited for the sack, and Dallas had to kick the field goal, which they did. And the Packers had time, went down bad time management, in my opinion. And then the Packers try to win it as the clock expires. Jerry Jones is going to fire the clock operator in Dallas because they left it second on, which allowed the Packers to save face, kick the field goal, and get the tie. On ESPN Wisconsin last night, Mark Tauscher, former Badger player, former Packer player, now the color analyst on the Badger Football Radio Network with Matt LaPay. Here's what Mark Tauscher said as a former player on ESPN Wisconsin last night.
I told you last weekend after the Cleveland game, no sweat, not worried a bit. I'm worried more than a bit. This defense that I thought was going to lead the team and be a cause of problems, I did not for any time think that the Dallas Cowboys would score 40. And by the way, if the clock would have been another 10 minutes, they'd have scored 48.
It's 100% right. Mark Tauscher on ESPN Wisconsin. He's absolutely right. You could not stop the Cowboys last night. And look, I love my Packers, but as a fan, I'll be interested to talk to Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, who was there, who follows this team like nobody else, and get his take on this. because, boy, special teams looked terrible last night for the Packers. Defense looked bad. Apparently, reports are today that Micah Parsons apologized to quarterback Love last night, saying that the defense didn't do their job. Yeah, Jordan Love, sorry.
I will also be very interested to hear Mike Clemens' take, because I wonder if it was just that Parsons and the rest of the team were in a weird headspace
because
of the trade. Who knows?
I mean, if you didn't care who won, it was on NBC last night, and Mike Tirico and Chris Collins were like, and they're doing the Super Bowl this year. They're like, we hope we get a Super Bowl like this, because it was, you know, lots of scoring, back and forth, tight game, overtime. And if you're wondering why it went to a tie, they changed it this year, because it used to be in the NFL, if the regular game ended in a tie, you went to sudden death overtime, and the first team to score wins. Well, okay, that's not particularly right. And so now they went to this where it's a 10-minute overtime in the NFL. Both teams are assured of getting a possession. But then if it ends in a tie at the end of 10 minutes, it's just a tie. Why not do what the college football does now, which is you go into a second overtime, both teams get possessions. If it's still a tie, then you go into another overtime where on if you score a touchdown, you have to go for the 2-point conversion. And you go and you just keep going until somebody doesn't get that. There's been 4 or 5 overtimes in college football, but you have a winner at the end.
Yeah, it feels wrong for American football to have a tie.
Yeah, I think it's weird. But anyway, hope the Pack. I'm not saying the season's over. I'm not one of those people. I think the Packers can still salvage the season. But as Towser said, as a guy who played the game at college and pro for the Packers, if Towser's worried, I'm worried. On a better note. How about the Brewers? Tough few days, but came back and got a win. Final game of the season, 97 wins. A record-setting win for the regular season. Best team in franchise history for the regular season. Here's what manager Pat Murphy had to say after the game.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. You know, I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for the 2025 to be recognized differently.
Trevor McGill, back after an injury, got a couple of innings on the mound as well to tune up for the postseason. Here's McGill after the game.
I mean, that's just huge, being in a game and just kind of feeling what it feels like to be out there and eventually also having some success too. So, great feeling.
Trevor McGill. After the Brewers' victory on Sunday yesterday, they're off now until Saturday. The first game of the National League Divisional Series will be at AmFam Field on Saturday. Home field advantage for the Crew throughout the playoffs. They will face the winner of the San Diego Cubs Wild Card Series. Wow. That's going to be interesting. We'll come back. Maybe who do you want to face? I'm not sure.
I'm not either.
And also talk about a new gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic side. We will hear from her campaign video after this. Don't go anywhere. Jane Matinair will be here to save the show at the bottom of the hour. Not going to want to miss it. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin with Civic Media. Ready to go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday, September 29th. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along. Jane Matinair is going to join us at the bottom, just after the bottom of the hour. Mondays with Matinair, our new segment. Could not be happier about that. Breaking news just in, since we are talking about sports here. Wisconsin football has just put out the game. I'm going to a Trygve Olsen Badger football game on October 11th against Iowa. Night game, 6 p.m. So that'll be a late evening.
I will also be there.
You're going as well. That's right. You're going with us. I forgot.
Yeah, he invited me as well.
Well, make sure you get a nap in, Zomber. 6 p.m. Yeah. It's a night game on FS1 or across many of our stations on the Badger Radio Football Network. Cleaning up a little bit, just final thoughts of the Packers here. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, did you watch the game last night? What are your thoughts?
I kind of had the same feelings, but here's what I always put in perspective with the NFL now. 17-game season, right?
Right.
Return with me now. I don't think you get any trends until about halfway. To when Mike Holmgren left for Seattle, You know how he started out the first season in Seattle?
Not well, but it refreshes.
No, 8-0.
Oh, did he really?
Missed the playoffs. Yes.
Really? I forgot that. Yeah.
And he lost out and didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you can be hotter than a firecracker to start the season. And yeah,
that's a great point.
Came out of the box 8-0 in a 16-game schedule and didn't make the playoffs, for crying out loud.
No, I appreciate that reality check. That's a really good one, Dick. And what year was it? What did the Packers start? What was it, 0-2 or 0-3 when Rodgers had his R-E-L-E-X?
Yeah. Correct. I mean, it's so many things can happen. And the other thing that I don't like about this real long season is, in some ways, I think that basically – the team that stumbles to the finish with the most healthy players, not necessarily the best team, wins the thing.
I think that's fair, too. I think that's really fair. Quickly, agree or disagree, I think, again, not so much the loss last night, but similar to the Badgers, right? Like, it was how the fact that the defense couldn't stop Dallas, to Towsier's point. If there had been another overtime, Dallas probably would have scored another touchdown. The special teams play, that's the stuff that bothers me about the Packers.
Yeah, it's a big fall off, and especially the way they started the season. You know, after the first two games,
right,
it was all the talk we're in the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden it's this. But just remember that 8-0 start from
great,
Holmgren.
Yeah, great reality check, Dick. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much. See, that's why you got to have listeners like Dick who say, "Don't overreact, Todd."
It's early.
I could be a little emotional. I'll admit that. 855-752-4842 if you want to check in quickly here. We have Charles, our great listener, Charles, down in Milwaukee, WAUK. Quickly, Charles, what do you got for us?
I think the defense was too hype. I think they were too hyped. I think they probably figured it was going to be a cakewalk. They saw what Chicago did to Dallas, and they figured, well, we're better than Chicago.
Right.
So and I do. I think the whole hype around Parsons going back to play against the Cowboys, and I just think they were overly high. I think sometimes you can be too prepared, I just think they were too prepared and too hyped.
I think it's a great point, Charles, because I think they wanted to win this so badly for Micah Parsons. I think they played head games. That's a great perspective. Appreciate it, Charles. Up against the clock. Want to get this in before we go to the farm news. New candidate for governor, former WEDIC secretary and CEO Missy Hughes, today formally launched her campaign for governor, billing herself as a Democrat who understands the economy, quote unquote. As we have done with everyone else who's released it, here is the first minute or so of the campaign launch video for Missy Hughes.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor. Let me tell you why. I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales, and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land. Then Governor Evers appointed me to lead our state's economic development agency, where I worked with major companies to create thousands of jobs here and helped over 9,500 Wisconsinites start small businesses on main streets in every single county. Wisconsin's magic is its people. But right now, even with hard work, it's hard to get ahead. As governor, I'll create a Main Street economy that includes you and works for you, where we strengthen our Main Streets, make sure Wisconsinites have higher wages and housing they can afford, our families have childcare and healthcare that doesn't break the bank, and our public schools prepare our kids for the future.
That is the first minute or so of the campaign launch video of Missy Hughes, former WEDIC secretary and CEO, who launched her bid on the Democratic side for Governor's Day. Interesting, very hard-hitting rock driving music in that, and wearing a black leather jacket.
We're really driving the Home Depot commercial here.
that's a good point. It does get it done today at Home. It does have that vibe, doesn't it?
Just it's close to it. Yeah, very
that's
close.
Really,
to it.
That's a really interesting take. Look, I'm certainly qualified. I had no idea that she had been that involved with one of my favorite Wisconsin companies, Organic Valley. And maybe that's their biggest obstacle, right? When Luke Mathers told me last week, Missy Hughes is probably going to get in. I said, who? I really did. And I'm somebody who follows this stuff. I think that this is a great example. I think Democrats tend to not toot their own horn, so to speak, well enough. And they haven't gotten these successes out there. Would love to have Missy Hughes on like we have other candidates. Every candidate for governor, welcome to come on this program. Give you 15 minutes like we've given everybody else. But if she can raise the money and get the message out, I think she could be a formidable candidate. A formidable broadcaster. The one, the only, Jane Matinere here live with us on Mondays with Matinere next on the Civic Media Ready Now. Welcome back to the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Monday, September 29th, 2025. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and because of my inability to organize, it has taken this long to get it done. I could say it's to promote my friend and colleague, but if I'm really honest, it's just selfish because I feel better when I get time with her. She is on the air every morning from 9 until 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network, and I do not use this word lightly. She is a legend in Wisconsin broadcasting, the one, the only host of Matinere on Air. Jane Matinere joins us from her lovely dining room. Jane, how are you?
I am great, my friend and colleague and traveling companion. How are you? Thank you for that lovely intro. I owe you money.
not at all. No,
checks in the mail. Checks in the mail.
We've been talking about doing this for a while, and I just finally we said, all right, well, Mondays are good because I like alliteration. And so, unless you, Luke said maybe matinee with Matinere. I don't know, but whatever. Monday matinee.
I like that.
All right. Well, we'll figure out. We'll settle on an actual title.
Actually, just matinee works.
That's good. Monday matinee.
You know?
Monday, right. Matinee. How you been, Jane?
Good. Busy. While the weather has been good, I have been doing a lot of work outside. So yesterday, my neighbor loaned me what I call the Clippers of Power. Mm. And they have this, they're extendable super sharp and great big clippers. And so I attacked some things in my yard yesterday. They weren't expecting it. They didn't see it coming. It ended up being kind of ugly, but it had to be done. And I tell you, Todd, I went to bed early, but I usually do. I read for about an hour before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I got up at 10 o'clock. Paul was still watching the game, tragically.
Yeah.
And I had to get some. I took some of his bear aspirin. I was so sore. Everywhere I lay down, it's like my shoulder hurts, and my back hurts, and my God, I'm getting a cramp in my foot. Just kill me now. No. So I love working in my garden.
Therapeutic, like it releases energy, right?
In
a healthy way.
That's, yes. It
because
did that.
We had talked about doing today's show from your lovely gardens in your backyard. Jane called me up last week and she said, honey, this isn't going to work. Everything's dead.
Well, and I have some friends. I went to a girlfriend's on Saturday, and her backyard looks so beautiful.
Really?
In my own defense, I will say that we were gone for 2.5 weeks. We just got back from our trip about 2 weeks ago. So my plants had not been lovingly cared for and sung to as I would normally do. That's a lie. I don't know.
I've seen your gardens. They are beautiful. And, you know, it's just
thank you.
One of those weird years where maybe Well, it wasn't too dry in your neck of the woods, but maybe overwatered was part of it.
Well, and also part of it is deadheading and being able to keep up with other things. So anyway, yeah, it just was not looking pretty for you. And I wanted, you know, if we're going to go to a garden somewhere, it should at least look nice.
And we've been to some beautiful places around the state, as you said before, traveling, and that's always a lot of fun. We're talking with Jane Matinair, a host, a co-host of Matinair on Air every morning from 9 until 11 with our friend Greg Bach. The professional that you are, you gave me a great segue there. You've traveled a lot. You travel every year over to Europe. You've been there for a couple of weeks here recently. And here's the because I've never been. I've spent a lot of time in Central America. I've never been to Europe. Over the weekend, the Ryder Cup, and I'm not a big Ryder Cup follower, but professional golf, European golfers versus American golfers. It was held this year in the United States. And to me, the biggest story of the whole thing was how obnoxiously rude and jerks a lot of the American fans were jeering McIlroy. And then saying terrible things about his family to the point where Rory McIlroy at one point refused to, I'm not going to putt until they shut up.
Yep. Yep.
And so my question to you, Jane Matinair, as someone who is a person of the world and spends time in Europe, when you traveled there most recently a month or so ago, what do Europeans, I know you can't judge an entire continent on 10 or 12, 20 people.
Sure.
But in general, what are Europeans thinking these days of America and Americans?
Well, I'm going to have to give you some broad generalizations, Todd, because quite honestly, at least where we were in London for about 4 days, and then we were on the southern coast of Portugal, and people don't want to ask about politics. Mm. And people don't, at least in my experience, mm-hmm. You know, waiters and waitresses certainly don't want to get into that with their customers. And I did have a couple of exchanges. There was one exchange I had with a couple in London while I was waiting outside. And they were from the Liverpool area, I believe. And their daughter is about 15. And she really, really wants to move to America. And she wants to move to New York City. And they said, we're terrified to let her come because of the guns.
Wow.
And even, I would say, 15 years, and I know we're not talking about the Ryder Cup, but I'll get there. Even 15 years ago, or even a little longer, we were in Amsterdam. And we had gone into a shop in a touristy area. And that one clerk did ask where we were from, because, again, my husband and I have different accents. He's English. And when I told her America, she said, I've always wanted to go to your country, but I'm afraid to go now because of the guns.
Wow.
And I think that, tragically, after what we saw happen again this past weekend, there's justification for that fear.
Yeah. There was a drive-by shooting with a boat, for goodness sake.
With a boat. Yeah.
And it was like the ninth story this morning on different morning newscasts.
We were talking about this off the air before we came back on. There is so much to go through on a daily basis. There is such an avalanche of stories, and it's really trying to prioritize. Because with our show, and with your show too, I wanted to speak to people who live in Wisconsin and what this means for us in Wisconsin, and then broader, and then out from there. But all of these things that seem so far away, like the Ryder Cup, do have an effect here and do affect all of us. So, but it's a constant juggling act, don't you think?
And now we're getting to the reason I really wanted to do this segment for group therapy. And I'm only half joking. Because I feel exactly the same way. That the focus of our show is like yours. We want to try to be Wisconsin-centric, talk about Wisconsin politics, things we both try to do, things that are good news and paying attention to the good things happening. But when it's a constant barrage of just back crap crazy stuff, it's like you can't ignore that. And I want to get your take on this, Jane Matinair, co-host of Matinair on Air every morning from 9 until 11. Have you found, and I found this particularly more difficult the last 2 months, it has come to the point, in my opinion, where I don't want to say everything, but many of the things that I'm preparing for our show, I feel I have to fact check myself, even if it comes from a quote-unquote government agency or a quote-unquote reliable news source, because the truth is so hard to find.
Well, and again, there is so much that is constantly happening, and there have been times, even going further back, and I would say going 6 or 7 months back, where I saw something on social media that was inflammatory to, and it met my biases. Mm-hmm. And I was going to jump on it, and I thought, yeah, you know what? I'm going to wait 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And see what else I can find out about this thing that I saw that seems so legitimate, and it turned out to be a hoax. And now with AI getting so good and frighteningly good, like the MedBed ad, that's another thing in the whole list of crazy things that's happening that we're going to get to, hopefully.
Yeah, since you brought it up, Jane, let's get to that. Jane Matt and Aaron on air every morning from 9 to 11. This Jake Tapper put this out, I believe, on Sunday on his Insta and Twitter accounts. And I'm just going to play this, and we're going to discuss it with Jane. And I have not found anywhere. I watched the morning news shows. No one covered this morning that I saw. Here's Jake Tapper's post from early yesterday.
I know we've gotten all kind of numb to the odd and misinforming and strange stuff that politicians these days post on social media, including our president. But last night at 10:19 p.m. Eastern, President Trump posted this.
Breaking now, President Donald J. Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system, the launch of America's first MedBed hospitals, and a national MedBed card for every citizen.
Every American will soon receive their own MedBed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospitals led by the top doctors in the nation.
I'm interrupting just a second, apologies, to make sure you understand that none of this report is real. It is AI doing a fake Lara Trump Fox report. None of this is real. MedBeds are not real. I'll tell you more about them in a second, but I just wanted to make sure you got that. Anyway, here's the rest of this bogus news report that President Trump shared for some reason.
Equipped with the most advanced technology in the world, these facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength.
Again, this is not a real video, and now this is President Trump retruthing, if that's what you call it on Truth Social, his social media thing, retruthing a post that is AI of his daughter-in-law, AI of his favorite channel, Fox, and AI of him talking about MedBeds, which if you are sane, you don't know that MedBeds are a conspiracy theory popular with QAnon people in which there exist these magic beds that restore limbs and reverse aging and cure anything that befalls the human body, but they're only available to the rich and elite. And this, of course, is President Trump offering MedBeds to everyone. But it's a conspiracy theory and the whole thing's not true. What?
There you go.
I asked the White House what was the deal with the president posting this and then deleting
it.
He did delete it.
Yeah, he deleted it. No response.
Yeah.
So, Jane Matinair, what do you make of that?
Well, I'm going to confess something. When I was away, I actually tried a med bed, and as you can see, it didn't work. So not only is that a hoax, it's not effective. So I'm sorry to crush so many bubbles. It's no, in all seriousness though, Todd, when he was reelected and I was trying, because again, I called them squirrels originally, because I do believe that all political parties do things as a distraction. And he wants to distract from the Epstein files. He's trying to distract from the economy. There were so many crazy things, but these things are dangerous now.
Yeah,
this is dangerous. This is feeding QAnon people who also believe that there's a blood-drinking cabal led by Hollywood going back to the pizza shooting in D.C.
Yeah.
It's and this is the president of the United States putting this on his social media channel. This is not normal.
Not at all. And we'll discuss more of it on the other side. Jane Matinera, host of Matinera on Air every morning from 9 until 11. We'll ask Jane in her time in Madison and Milwaukee and statewide media, what's changed? We need another hour. But come on back. We'll finish up with Jane after this on Civic Media's Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Grab your coffee, grab your dog, your cat, your husband, whatever you want to dance with in the morning. Do not start the day without tuning in Matinere on Air from 9 until 11 every morning. Greg Bach, along with our guest Jane Matinere, the incomparable Jane Matinere, because that's the way it'll make you feel right there. I mean, you right there, you're happy, you're dancing, you're ready for the day, and when you tune in every morning 9 to 11, that's how you're going to feel. And for those poor, unfortunate souls in Madison who can't hear it live, you can hear it every evening. What time, Zomers? 10, 10:30?
At 10, yeah.
10 o'clock. You don't want, don't listen to the nightly news. It's just going to depress you. Tune in to the replay of Matinere on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network, or you can download the Civic Media app and hear it live via WAUK or many of other of our fine stations as well. Well, Jane Matinere joins us live. Jane, it's so lovely to have you here.
It is so good to see you and spend some time with you, my friend. We really do have great fun together and great conversations together, actually.
And that's the vibe I wanted to bring to this segment. I think so far it's going pretty well, where, you know, it's not so much an agenda. It's just like, let's talk and let people listen.
Yeah, I apologize if I'm kind of springing all over the place. But it's, you know, this is when we take road trips together and we're on the road for 3 hours, that's what you end up doing. You cover lots of things. And that's how you get to know one another, too.
100% and sing musical numbers together.
Well, yes. Everyone should sing in the car and car dance.
Jane, how long, because this is serious. One of the cool things, I've said this to you privately, and I think I mentioned it before on the air, one of the cool parts about this opportunity to come in and work for Civic Media is getting to meet you and spend time with you and having your mentorship and your friendship. How many years have you actually worked in the business, as they say?
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible. And please don't take this the wrong way. As a woman, who especially when you started out, that was not the norm.
No, it wasn't actually. In my broadcasting class, there were 3 women and there were 24 guys.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was unusual. And the woman who inspired me and thought made me think I could do it, her name was Bobbin. And she was an early rock, you know, DJ in Milwaukee on, I think, ZMF. Mm-hmm. People will scold me who know
That's
this.
Fine.
But yes, Bobbin was the first woman I heard when I was growing up. And it's like, that might be a fun job.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be an actress originally, but I didn't want to have to move all the time, and I didn't want to be on the road all the time. And so radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. And now we have cameras everywhere.
But now they can see your lovely face and act. But I think it's so important what you just said, because as you well know better than anybody else, good radio is theater of the mind. You create as they listen. And that's why when people meet us, right, they say, especially me, they look at me and they say, well, that's not how I didn't think you looked like
exactly.
That.
Oh, exactly. Yep. No, exactly. But that's the great thing about it, because it's like reading a book instead of the movie, is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
Agreed. I don't want to run out of time. I want to make sure you get this in. What is coming up today, later on this week on Matinere on Air that you want to make sure people tune in for?
Well, tomorrow you are joining our show at 9:35. There's your reminder.
we may have to talk after. My dad's having a thing tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Don't worry about
it. I'm sorry.
Never mind. We'll
maybe
punt.
Maybe.
We'll punt. Don't worry about it. That's funny. We're talking to State Senator Kelda Royes in hour number two.
That's great.
She made her announcement on your program that she is running for governor. So Senator Royes is going to join us on Wednesday. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Association, is going to join us. He joins us once a month now. Not that there's anything going on with tariffs.
Right. I think that's one of the I listen when I can to you guys, and I think that segment stands out for me, and because it really he has a great way of telling things that everyone could understand, whether you're a rural or urban a person, of why these things are important to all Wisconsinites.
Absolutely, it is. We're all in this together, man, and if we lose all of our family farms to large corporate farms, that is not going to benefit any of us.
No, no, not at all.
At all.
One of the other thing I love you and Greg do, the last half hour, your audio sorbet, as you call it. And today, near and dear to my heart, National Coffee Day. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought about you immediately. And I was listening to Pat's show on the way into work. And he said it was National Coffee Day. And mm-hmm. So how much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
Not
of coffee
Not as much
do you
as
drink?
You might think. Maybe on average, like 16, maybe two 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
Coffee behind doors. No right. One knows.
But you're a coffee drinker.
I am, and actually, I've been drinking more coffee in the last couple of years. Mm. I didn't for a long time.
Really?
But then when you get up in the middle of the night, I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career.
Yeah.
You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something.
And then you end the show with this shouldn't be a thing, which is a fantastic way to laugh at the end of the program.
It's Tisbat for short. Yes, this shouldn't be a thing. Just silly stories today. It was, they arrested two guys. They stole 91 manhole covers.
Who does that?
I want to know why. You know what? You end it there, and are you making jewelry? Is it a sculpture? Can you, is it like solenoids? And you can, you know, what's the market for manhole covers? I'm curious, Todd. I have questions.
Be informed, be entertained, and get answers to your questions every morning from 9 until 11. Jane Mattinair, thanks, my friend. Stay tuned for Hour 2 straight ahead.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.